Life is so much more than a diagnosis. It's about sharing time with those you love, hanging with friends who lift you up, and experiencing all those moments that bring you joy. All hits, no skips. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you. So long live singing to the oldies, jamming out to something new, and everything in between.
The following is a sponsored program on WBT.
The Ask Dr. Ernst Show is presented by Dr. Aaron Ernst, a board-certified chiropractic physician specializing in spinal correction, nutritional coaching, and cellular detoxification, and is for informational purposes only. It is not intended to be a substitute for professional advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Seek a qualified healthcare professional before changing your health program or embarking on a new one. Visit AskDrErnst.com for more information.
It's time to transform your health with one of the nation's leading and growing authorities in total health. Over the next hour, learn from experts on how to revolutionize the health of those you love most. This is Ask Dr. Ernst. And now, here's your host, Dr. Aaron Ernst.
Good afternoon. Happy Saturday. You're listening to the Ask Dr. Ernst Show. Hey, it's a show where pounds are shed, disease is dead, and where you can be set free from your health problems. I'm your host, Dr. Aaron Ernst, and today we have an incredible topic. We're talking about those fall and or seasonal allergies. You know, the stuffy nose, post-nasal drip, excess mucus production, sneezing, runny nose, itchy eyes, scratchy throat. My God, this list goes on and on and on. So if you're an allergy sufferer, if you're someone who deals with a summer and or fall or spring allergy, pay attention today. I have some tips and techniques and secrets on how you can break your allergy response. You know, the challenge today is most people think of allergies as just something you have to deal with. You know, it's that time of year. I guess I'm just going to have to start doing my over-the-counter, this, that, the others. And I'm here to tell you today, seasonal allergies are a check engine light. It's a warning sign that your body is having an overactive immune response to something that is natural, and yet your body is reacting in an unnatural way. And yet I know what you're thinking, but Dr. Ernst, I thought having a runny nose and itchy eyes and mucus production was normal if there's pollen in the air. Doesn't the pollen come into my body and irritate things and create a reaction? And while that might be the case, it is not the way it should be happening. You shouldn't be dealing with months on end of allergy symptoms. And so we're going to break down today, what is an allergic response within the body? How does it actually happen? What are some natural things you can use instead of taking antihistamines and over-the-counter medications that simply just manage and mask the symptoms? And let's start looking at deeper root causes as to why the immune system isn't fully functioning. And what are some things you can do right now to start turning the tide back, especially against the summertime grass and pollen allergies that affect a lot of people? It's estimated that between 40 to 60 million Americans are suffering with some degree of seasonal allergies, hay fever, the symptoms that I just mentioned. And knowing that you could be someone who could be set free when we talk about these natural techniques towards resolving allergies, I'd like to say this is the show for you. This is the show that can help you to not just feel great, but also get to the underlying root cause. So what is a seasonal allergy reaction? Well, by definition, allergic rhinitis, you heard that right, rhinitis is the medical term for hay fever or seasonal allergies. In fact, it's just a term that describes an inflammatory process within the nasal passages. And if you think about that, it kind of hints to you as to what's the underlying cause. There's an inflammatory response taking place. And if we can calm down the inflammation, we can help your body to naturally deal with the symptoms associated with this allergy season. Research indicates that 75% of people in the United States who suffer from seasonal allergies are allergic to things like ragweed and pollen and mold and the things that come from the trees and the flowers and the grasses. But that allergic response is something that is typically heightened because of having an overactive immune response. Your body is doing something beyond what it should be doing, and thus we get the symptomatology. allergy symptoms are directly due to your body releasing histamine in response to the pollen or the antigen, the allergen. A strong immune response, therefore, is key to fighting back seasonal allergies. So if you have a weakened and or mal-coordinated, your immune system isn't functioning the way that it should, then we're going to have heightened senses. Did you know that your risks of suffering from seasonal allergies increases if you have underlying medical conditions? So think of it like this. If you're diagnosed with diabetes, or you have high blood pressure, or you have a cholesterol issue, or you've got some sort of diagnostic condition where you're taking a medication, the likelihood of having seasonal allergies, according to the research, is higher. And why is that? Because those people already have weakened health, weakened immunity, which is what's causing their underlying health condition in the first place. So therefore, that weakness to the immune response heightens the reaction that they get when exposed to a simple seasonal antigen like mold, ragweed, pollen, etc. According to Johns Hopkins Medicine, allergies can actually be a disorder of the immune system. So listen to this. Even in the medical profession, they're saying, okay, if you've got an allergic reaction, if you suffer from allergy responses, it is not the allergen that's causing the problem. It's not the pollen that you inhaled. It is your body's reaction to that. And when the body reacts in an abnormal method, that's when we start to see the symptoms, right? So it's the runny nose, the itchy eyes, the sneezing, the scratchy throats, the tickle irritation that can sometimes be in your eyes and your ears. And this response is something that you have greater control over than I think that you believe, okay? To go out and just say, well, I'm going to use a Benadryl or a Claritin or an Afrin nasal spray, and I'm going to manage my symptoms. Okay, I think you guys know our philosophy. Find the underlying root cause, fix that, and then guess what? You should be able to be the person who's out there while they're mowing the grass, breathing very clearly, not having any symptoms. I know you know people like this, right? They're the ones you're envious of. But if you think about it, you have person A who's outside in the summertime breathing all the grasses and the pollens and the molds, and they're fine. And then you have person B, possibly you, who's out there breathing all the grasses, all the molds, all the pollens, and you're suffering. And if you think about it, if we were to blame the pollen, the mold, and the grass as being the problem, the cause, it would mean that no matter who you are, you're going to have the effect. And I know what you're thinking. Gosh, Dr. Ernst, I mean, obviously it makes the simple sense. There's something different in the person having the reaction. But see, traditional conventional medicine says, yeah, they just need to take an over-the-counter antihistamine or some sort of like, you know, allergy medication, and they'll be fine. When instead we should try to discover what is the underlying issue that's leading to the reaction happening in the first place. We know that stress plays a big part in your immune response, and any sort of irritation and or stress to your body can weaken your immunity, and then there comes the trigger in regards to the allergens. So as I mentioned in the beginning, symptoms of allergic reactions, so runny nose, itchy eyes, congestions, etc., are caused by your immune system to responding to an antigen or a floating ingredient, if you will, pollen, mold, ragweed, etc. And the reason for this heightened response is because typically the immune system is already over heightened. There's other health issues going on in the background, and the immune system is now overreacting. This overreaction causes an overstimulation, and thus you become hypersensitive. So it doesn't take as much of that pollen to create the reaction in you, whereas in another person, it might take 10 or 50 or 20 times that. As you probably know by now, if you've been listening to our show for any duration of time, 80% of your immune system lives in your intestines. And it's your gut microbiome that actually derives the strength of your immune system. So if you have an interaction in the intestines that's causing inflammation, that could be dysbiosis, an overgrowth of bacteria. It could be a fungal candidal issue. There are a lot of people who deal with low-grade fungal infections, candida overgrowths, that leads to irritation to their gastric systems, causing a gut leak, causing hypersensitivities. And the number one symptom, guys, of a leaky gut, or a gut that is overproductively inflamed, dysbiotic, has too much bacteria or fungus inside of it, is you begin to get sensitivities to things that are natural and are typically not something that would bother you. That can show up as food allergies, where we become allergic to certain foods we consume, and of course it can become seasonal allergies. A malcoordinated immune response is typically the issue behind someone who has chronic seasonal allergies. This can be because of a major body stressor that interferes with natural immunity and the maturation of your immune system. And one of the most common, if we had to peg it down, is again this idea that your intestines are leaking, they're inflamed, they're irritated, and your body now starts to produce an overactive antibody response to a normal God-created antigen, right? The pollen, the mold, the ragweed. Let's talk about it like this. If you rewound the clock thousands of years ago, okay, before there was even the creation of an antihistamine, a Claritin, an Afrin, etc., I know it's going to come as a shock to you, but human beings didn't suffer from seasonal allergies the way we do today. Okay, the number of people that are allergic to things, peanut allergies, nut allergies, seasonal allergies, food allergies, is climbing left and right. And the prevailing theory in the world of functional medicine is that it's because we have damaged our immune systems because of being exposed to toxins, environmental toxins, chemical toxins, heavy metal toxins. We are now consuming foods that many people would call Frankenfoods. So they're actually genetically modified, heavily sprayed with pesticides. And that right there causes the damage and the irritation to our intestinal lining, which creates the gut leak, which creates the hypersensitivity response. So if you're listening today and you're going like, gosh, you know, I've been dealing with seasonal allergies for the longest period of time, runny nose, itchy eyes, congestion, asthma, anything that correlates to an allergic response, I highly suggest you connect with us. We are a holistic, functionally integrated clinic. It's the Ask Dr. Ernst Show paired with Cornerstone Health Center, the clinics that I work out of, and we're offering for you a free opportunity to have a consultation phone call with myself so we can dive deep into what your health issues are. If it's an allergic response, if it's a food sensitivity, hey, even if it's something where you're dealing with high blood pressure or cholesterol issues, a thyroid problems, diabetes, or you know, some heart disease, this is an opportunity for you to have a direct one-on-one consultation via the phone with me at no cost. All you have to do is text the word consult with your name and email to 704-906-2094. In the last 15 years, we've helped and coached people out of allergic responses, eczema, psoriasis, dermatitis, hay fevers, asthma, allergies, and even the big ones, right? So blood pressure, cholesterol, diabetes, thyroid issues. So if you're looking for a natural way out of your health into a land of freedom and grace and healing, this is your opportunity. One-on-one, 15-minute direct phone consultation, no cost to you. Text the word consult with your name and email to 704-906-2094. Again, 704-906-2094. My team will connect with you. We'll get you into our call schedules, and you and I will chat so we can solve your health issues using natural and holistic techniques so we can point you in a direction towards healing. So did you know that there are certain foods that if we eat them will aggravate our body's likelihood of having an allergic reaction to, again, pollen, mold, grasses, etc.? Any foods you're allergic to or you're hypersensitive to should obviously be avoided. And the challenge today is so many of us are symptomatically allergic and sensitive to even healthy foods. So I want you to think of it like this. If you're eating things like, say, chocolate or peanuts or, you know, bananas and cucumbers, okay, all of these are foods that are natural. They come from nature. They're God created and they should be healthy. But yet today, so many of us actually get a reaction, okay? What it means is that the food itself has become programmed to be foreign by your body, just like the pollen, the mold, and the grass has become programmed to be foreign to your body. Some of the most common food allergies that can stimulate a reaction that creates a further worsening of a seasonal allergy are things like alcohol, caffeine, dairy products, okay, conventional dairy products. So your classic milks and yogurts and ice creams and even cheeses, because these food products in the dairy category are a mucus hyperproducer. So they actually make the body produce more mucus, which causes congestion and can actually create more of an allergic reaction. Artificial sweeteners, processed foods. Here we go with a list that you may not have known about. Melons, bananas, cucumbers, sunflower seeds. Each of these come from plants that are highly producing with pollen and ragweed and other allergic responses. So sometimes eating these foods makes your body have a similar reaction. Shellfish, bottled citrus juices, wheat products, so grains, of course, soy, because of its hyper genetic modification and its likelihood to be heavily contaminated with pesticides and sprays. Many of these food products are only aggravating your underlying health issue, which is typically a gut leak. So if we want to start focusing on things we can do to drastically improve our symptomatology, again, with allergies, remember, it's mostly an inflammatory process. So if we start to go down the route of using highly anti-inflammatory foods, we can severely turn the tides against the inflammation that's creating the symptomatology. Our top anti-inflammatory foods include things like grass-fed, pasture-raised, wild-caught proteins. So that's going to be things like fish, chicken, turkey, etc. Limes, lemons, and berries are extremely high in antioxidants, which helps to downregulate the inflammatory process. Avocados and avocado oils are high in PUFAs, which is a polyunsaturated fatty acid, which helps to deregulate immune response. Green tea is by far one of the greatest and strongest antioxidants that you can have as a morning beverage or even an afternoon or evening tea to help downregulate inflammation. Non-starchy green leafy vegetables are loaded with polyphenols and antioxidants, B vitamins, and immune stimulants. Turmeric is one of the greatest anti-inflammatories on the market today. It's a natural root product that you can use as teas and or even root tinctures, which can help to downregulate inflammation. Bone broth and vegetable broths will help to seal your intestines and actually decrease the inflammation in the lining of the intestine, which tightens the gap junctions and decreases the inflammatory response. Ginger, again, is another very powerful antioxidant and an anti-inflammatory. Extra virgin olive oil and olives in the same category of avocados, very high in polyunsaturated fatty acids, a great anti-inflammatory oil, in addition to things like coconut, coconut butter, coconut milk, and coconut flakes, which are also antibacterial, antiviral, antiparasitic, and severely anti-inflammatory. Fermented vegetables should be on the top of your list because they help to reestablish the healthy microbiome, which generates a tightness to the gut leak that can shut down the inflammatory process and prevent you from having the heightened immune response that we often see with allergies. So did you notice how many times we think allergies are a reaction to the exposure, the pollen, the mold, the grasses, etc., when in fact it's your body's inability to have a properly functioning immune response? And if you can tighten your immune response and tighten your intestines and decrease your gut leak, you're going to see your seasonal allergies start to disappear. You're going to see your food sensitivities start to disappear. And here's the joy of it. Now your health and your energy and your vibrance start to come back. So guys, this is layer number one towards the natural solutions for dealing with seasonal allergies, is recognizing it is an inflammatory process that is often aggravated by the foods we eat, which creates irritation and damage to our intestinal lining, which causes a gut leak, which dysregulates your immune system, and now you hypersecrete histamine, you hyperreact to what is a natural exposure. Pollen is normal, guys, and yet some of us get exposed to it and we hyperrespond. Grasses and molds, all of us, it's natural, yet many people are hyperresponding and jumping to the over-counter solutions instead of going, okay, let's go deep into my body and solve the underlying interference. One of the greatest ways you can know if your gut is leaking is if you have seasonal allergies, if you have sensitivities to food, if you eat things and your joints hurt and your back starts to become inflamed. Guys, that's a sign of a gut leak. A true definition is going to need to be doing some testing to find out if it's bacterial sourced, parasitic, fungal, or it's caused by gluten or lectin damage. Hey, we can help you with this. If you're looking for a natural way out of seasonal allergies or food-based allergies or anything that has to do with a health issue in your body, could be joint pains, could be headaches, could be neck issues, could be a deeper, more chronic issue like high blood pressure, cholesterol, diabetes, etc. As an Ask Dr. Ernst radio offer, you get a free 15-minute consultation with myself. Let's discover what your holistic and natural methods are. Perhaps there's a test that you haven't had done that will show you what the underlying root cause of your health issue is. And if we can get that test for you, now you can start to go down the path of natural healing. Text the word consult with your name and email to 704-906-2094. That's 704-906-2094 and the word consult. My team will connect with you directly. We'll get you into our call schedule. I'll actually talk to you specifically. We'll go through your health history. There's no cost for you at this at all. It's over the phone. It's in the comfort of your house. Guys, there's nothing greater than discovering what the underlying root cause of your health issue is. Because when you do that, you can start to become the doctor and become active in your healing. And guys, watch this. Allergies, gone. Asthma, disappears. Even joint pains, neck pain, back pain, headaches can go away. And I'm telling you, I've seen huge amounts of healing with diabetes, heart disease, psoriasis, even the big boys, autoimmune thyroid, you name it. Okay, if you're interested in a consultation using functional medicine, text the word consult with your name and email to 704-906-2094. When we come back from this commercial break that's coming up, we're going to go into the alternatives to the over-counter medications. These are things you can take that work better, stronger, and faster and give you a longer-lasting antihistamine, anti-allergic response so you can break free from these things called seasonal allergies and food-based allergies. Again, it's the Ask Dr. Ernst Show. Pick up the phone and text the word consult with your name and email to 704-906-2094. We're giving away a free phone consultation to discuss what's your health issue, what are your natural techniques, and how can you become your own doctor. All of that is yours for free with the word consult. Text it to 704-906-2094. Hey, it's the Ask Dr. Ernst Show. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
The following is a sponsored program on WBT.
Good afternoon. Welcome back. Happy Saturday. You're listening to the Ask Dr. Ernst Show. I'm your host, Dr. Aaron Ernst, and today we are continuing a lively conversation about seasonal allergies. You know, the runny nose and itchy eyes and sort of sneezing, watery, scratchy, etc. The tickle, the irritation, all those things that we get when we go outside, especially now in the summertime, and enjoy God's creation, that some of us deal with the symptoms of allergic responses. So sort of this seasonal allergy. I talked at the top of the hour about how this is a reaction that should not be happening. And I know what you might be thinking, like, I've thought this is something that's, you know, just you got to deal with it on a seasonal basis. I've been having this my whole life. Like, Dr. Ernst, are you serious? You can actually get rid of your seasonal allergies? And the answer is yes. When you stop medicating them, when you stop looking at them as a cause, and instead you look at them as a symptom to the underlying issue, which according to the research, Johns Hopkins University, many different other peer-reviewed published articles, is a malfunctioning immune response. Your body is overreacting to that toxin, that pollen, that mold, that allergen when it shouldn't. And trust me, from personal experience, I used to deal with tremendous amounts of seasonal allergies until I was in about my mid-30s and I recognized, learning functional medicine, that your gut and the bacteria or the likelihood of having parasites or yeast or critters crawling around in there causing an inflammatory process, your diet and the connection between that and inflammation and the breakdown and or irritation that leads to a gut leak can create this. So what did I do? I got the right test done. I figured out that I did have a gut leak. Mine was bacterial sourced, which is called SIBO, a small intestine bacterial overgrowth, which leads to an inflammatory process, and that causes an irritation to your immune response. And here's the kicker, guys. That heightened immune response is the overactivity. That's why when someone goes outside and is breathing the natural airs that has pollens and molds and grasses and things in it, they have the overreaction and the symptoms show up. Hey, during our commercial break, two things were happening. One, people were texting in getting a free 15-minute phone consultation with myself. Yes, you heard that right. 15 minutes free on the phone to discuss your health issues, find out what your underlying root causes could potentially be, discuss the methods and the techniques that you have for solving your root issues. That is completely free for you today. If you'd like to have that conversation with us, text the word consult with your name and your email to 704-906-2094. That's 704-906-2094. And hey, Betty, a little shout out to you. You texted in asking for a solution to repairing a gut leak. So what a great, great question. So I'm going to go through this real quick for Betty and for anybody else who's listening. It is the what we would call sort of the 4R approach. Okay. So what I mean by this is, number one, you have to remove any sort of food trigger and or irritant that can be inflaming the intestine. So one of the greatest things you can do is try to do an elimination diet. And here's how that works. That's 2 weeks of basically eating only really clean foods. So we're removing gluten, we're removing sugar, and we're removing dairy and eggs and sodas and artificial sweeteners. And basically anything that you crave, like carbs and salty snacks and treats and things like that. And what you're going to do is you're going to now replace them. So we have to get your body into eating foods that nourish a healthy microbiome. We talked about them at the top of the hour. Those are our classic anti-inflammatory foods: grass-fed beef, wild-caught fish, free-range chicken and turkey products, heavy, clean oils like avocados and coconuts and extra virgin olive oil, bone broth, an exceptional drink and or soup that you can create that helps to increase the lining of the intestine. It adds glutamine and proline and glycine, which are all these essential nutrients that help to reestablish a healthy microbiome. And then after we have replaced certain things, you want to now re-inoculate. We have to get the bacteria to start to elevate back to their normal levels. And that is done by A, eating fermented foods. So things like kimchis and sauerkrauts and, you know, cleaner, low glycemic kombuchas, kefirs, fermented beverages, and also using probiotics on a rotation, typically on a 2-week cycle. Now, here's the amazing thing. The last one is the repair. And once you've removed the irritants and you've replaced them with your healthy foods and you've been re-inoculating with the fermented foods, we want to start using certain nutrients that actually repair the lining of the intestine. And I'm going to give you a short list. You can find these on our website, askdrernst.com, by typing in leaky gut and reading the different articles that we have. But turmeric, aloe vera, licorice are some of the most effective herbs for helping to seal your gut lining. Best taken in either a capsule or extract form. Turmeric can be added directly to smoothies and soups, and you can use it in your cooking. Licorice can be used as a lozenge or sometimes even as teas. Zinc is an incredible immune modulator, anywhere between 5 to 10 milligrams for children and upwards in the neighborhood between 25 to 40 milligrams for adults. It helps to repair your immune response, which helps your body to seal your intestines. A lot of the antioxidants that are found in the vitamin categories like A, C, and E are also really crucial. So this would be not only taking a multivitamin, but eating foods that are high in vitamin A, vitamin C, vitamin E, which again, if you go to AskDrErnst.com, type in the word leaky gut, you're going to get an entire plethora of articles that'll show you how to do this. An anti-inflammatory fish oil is almost absolutely essential. The omega-3 fatty acids downregulate inflammation, and they help to actually seal the intestine. And one of the, I'll call it, gut sealer powerhouses is glutamine powder. Anywhere between 5 to 10 grams of glutamine taken on a daily basis. It's just simple. You stir it into water, you drink it, and it helps to create a tighter barrier within the intestines, which closes a gut leak. So there you go. This is what we call the 4R step of healing the intestines. But remember, this is still an effect of you've got to eliminate the inflammation in the first place. And once you do that, your body will naturally and innately start to heal by itself. And so, Betty, I hope that helps to answer a question for you. And if you're someone listening, looking for a way out, if you're needing help with your health and you're tired of taking medications and you're sick of doing conventional medicine, which is only managing symptoms and usually throwing medications at you, why don't we take a moment and look into the options you have using functional medicine and natural health care? As a doctor of natural medicine and a doctor of chiropractic, we have seen a tremendous amount of people break free from not just allergies, but pains and headaches and neck pain and back pain, and even conditions like high blood pressure, cholesterol, thyroid, diabetes, because what we do instead of managing symptoms is we go straight to looking for your root cause. We're going to recommend some tests that look for things like heavy metals. We're going to look to see, is your gut leaking? Is there an overgrowth of bacteria or parasites? We're going to be looking for things like heavy metal toxins and pesticides. And one component that actually parlays into what something you can do for your allergies is we look at the integrity and strength of your spine and your nerve system. And I know that might sound strange, but your spine and nerve system are your massive regulating system, okay? Your spine and nerve system make every square inch of your body work, from you breathing to you seeing to you having your heartbeat to even your stomach to digest food. There's a power that is sent from your brain down your spinal cord over your nerve roots. And in the chiropractic profession, there's a condition known as subluxation, which is a misalignment of the spine that creates irritation to the nervous system. And remember, we said at the top of the hour, an overactive, stressed out immune response is what can create allergic responses, so seasonal allergies and food allergies. There is a specific nerve root in your neck. It's the second cervical nerve, so C2, right at the base of your skull. That nerve system section controls your sinuses, eyes, ears, nose, and throat. So think of it like this. If your second cervical bone is out of alignment, you're going to put pressure and irritation to those second cervical nerves. And as they exit the back of the skull, they go to the ears, to the eyes, to the nose, to the throat. So if you're someone with a neurological subluxation, a misalignment of your spine, and you go out and you get exposed to mold and pollen and ragweed, do you see now the connection? The weakness to your nervous system creates the overreaction to a simple, natural antigen, pollen, mold, grass, etc. So we have seen that by removing subluxations, clearing the nervous system interference, sealing the intestines, getting your bacterial relationships under control, and going through detoxification to clean out pesticides and heavy metals, that your body can bounce back very quickly, not just from allergies, but from more heavier conditions that people deal with. Again, like thyroid and diabetes and heart disease. So if you're someone listening today and you're going like, yes, that's it. I want a way out. I'm looking for that natural approach. I've been wanting to do this. I just don't know where to go and what to do. Pick up your phone and text the word consult to 704-906-2094. Don't forget to put your name and your email so my team can connect with you directly. We're offering a 15-minute free phone consultation. Let's go down and take yourself through, okay, what's going on with your history? What kind of tests have you had done? Have you ever looked for these underlying root causes? And if you're looking for a way out, we can guide you and help you through that. Text the word consult to 704-906-2094. And again, there's no cost for this consultation phone call. We'll connect with you directly, and we're going to help you to become your own doctor so you can heal yourself. Okay, so we discussed the fact that 80% of your immune system lives in your intestines. We've discussed the fact that a gut leak or an inflamed intestinal lining creates a hypersensitivity, which now leads to the symptomatology of allergic reactions. And the best way to fix that is by going through this 4R process. And also remember, finding out if you have a neurological interference to the nerves that go to your sinuses and or the nerves that go to your lower back, which control your intestines. Chiropractic care has been helping people to reduce symptoms, not just allergies, for nearly 130 years. And any kind of physical trauma to your spine can result in a compression to your nervous system called a subluxation. When chiropractors adjust the spine, what they're doing is they're removing the subluxation. They're removing the pressure and the irritation, which helps to restore proper structure. So it can open up your sinuses, it can open up your nerve pathways, but more importantly, it reconnects your nervous system to your body. So again, if you're having heightened allergic reactions, so itchy eyes, stuffy nose, itchy ears, scratchy throats, mucus productivity, clearing a subluxation within your upper cervical spine can assist your immune system so that you no longer have that hyperactive response. This was the key in myself clearing my allergies. Not only was it clearing my gut leak and cleaning up my diet, but it was getting the right kind of chiropractic care to reverse the upper cervical subluxation that I had. As soon as I did that, within a matter of months, all of my seasonal allergies disappeared. Almost all of my food sensitivities disappeared. And I'm telling you, your body is very powerful and it can heal by itself when you clear the interferences. Okay, I mentioned that we're going to talk about some natural alternatives to over-the-counter antihistamines and allergy medications. These actually, according to research, work better than things like Claritin, Benadryl, etc. And it's best to start taking these now and also on a consistent basis so you strengthen and encourage, again, a healthy immune response. Spirulina, just one teaspoon a day, helps to stop the release of histamine naturally. Consumption of spirulina has been shown to significantly improve symptoms, including nasal drainage, discharge, sneezing, congestion, itching, and this was done in a double-blinded controlled placebo study. So basically what they showed is a teaspoon a day of spirulina will do greater antihistamine effects than using the over-the-counter boxed versions. Same thing with the nasal sprays. Quercetin at 1,000 milligrams per day, research shows that this unique flavonoid, which gives fruits and vegetables like their bright color, can actually stop both the production and the release of histamine. Please note that quercetin can sometimes interfere with other medications. So, of course, any recommendations we give are under the advice and guise of making sure you connect with your physician or your holistic doctor. But quercetin is a natural antihistamine. Butterbur, 500 milligrams per day. It has traditionally been used in, I'll call it, holistic and natural medicine to work with excess mucus production. So it helps to break apart mucus. So like if you have asthma or chronic allergies, in a recent study, people who had chronic seasonal allergies would use 500 milligrams of butterbur and they noticed severe decreasing of the symptomatology of congestion and also irritations that came from chronic rhinitis and or allergic responses. Vitamin A is a major anti-inflammatory and also it is known to have antihistamine properties. If you take around 2,000 micrograms of vitamin A on a daily basis, again, you can have a severe antihistamine effect from that. Bromelain, which is the enzyme found in the central core of a pineapple, 1,000 milligrams per day, can reduce the swelling within your nose and your eyes. It helps to relieve the overall hay fever symptomatology, so the itchiness, etc. And again, it's been shown to be a natural antihistamine. We talked about zinc earlier when we were discussing our 4R rebuild process. Zinc is an extremely powerful immune modulator. In fact, there have been studies showing if you're zinc deficient, you are more likely to have allergic responses. If you're vitamin D deficient, you're more likely to have allergic responses. So the main immune supports, D3 and zinc, can be used to help to tide the symptomatology related to allergic response. Here's one that you may never have thought of, stinging nettle. 300 to 500 milligrams of this twice per day. It contains a natural antihistamine and natural anti-inflammatory properties. And here's what it does. It helps your body to stop the overproduction of histamine. So it's like a modulator, okay? It can help to bring a hyperactive immune response down. It can help to bring a low immune response up. So it brings it to the core innate response that you should have so you do not have symptomatology. 300 to 500 milligrams, 2 times per day. Here's your massive powerhouse list, guys. Spirulina, quercetin, butterbur, vitamin A, bromelain, zinc, and stinging nettle. But remember, These work if you're deficient in them. So the biggest key towards finding the underlying root cause of your allergy issues is getting tested properly, looking for things like chiropractic subluxations. Is there nervous system interference in your spine? Looking for things like a gut leak. Do you have dysbiosis or a overgrowth of parasites? Is there a physical leak to your intestine? Looking for toxins like heavy metals and pesticides. And when you remove these interferences, now your immune system becomes strong. And something simple like a pollen or a mold spore or a ragweed is nothing to that body who is healthy, healing, and active from within. So there you go. In summary, what are seasonal allergies? Well, it is a response that, though typically is common for a lot of people to have, is not a normal reaction if you're in a healthy state. We know it connects to your immune system, which means 80% of the result of that comes from your digestive prowess. Do you have a gut leak? Are your intestines tight and sealed? Are there healthy bacteria and not a lot of parasites and not a lot of candida and yeasts? If you get your gut cleaned out, you'll see your allergies disappear. But that's the 80%. The other 20% has to do with the neurological function. If you have an upper cervical subluxation, a misalignment of your spine, putting pressure on the nerves that go to your sinuses, or a subluxation in your lower back, putting pressure on the nerves that go to your intestines, creating the leak, there's the functional approach. Again, it can also be because of toxicities, either pesticides or heavy metals. So if you take the route of getting your body healthy, you'll see seasonal allergies disappear, you'll see weight fly off, and what we have noticed is a lot of patients of ours will also say, hey, my blood sugar's improved, my pressures are dropping, I'm seeing improvements on my blood labs, my doctors are uber happy, I'm super happy, and it's because you became your own doctor solving the root cause health issues. Again, if you are interested in looking to a natural approach to your health, be it something simple like an allergic response, allergies or asthma, or something like a headache or a neck pain or a back pain, text the word consult with your name and email to 704-906-2094. Hey, this is a free 15-minute phone consult between you and me so we can discuss what are your options for self-healing. And if it's something more complicated, maybe it's a diagnostic type 2 diabetes, maybe it's a high blood pressure, a cholesterol issue. Hey, it could even be a thyroid condition you've been dealing with for years or psoriasis. Okay, your body is extremely powerful in its natural healing ability when you unlock the root cause. And so that 15-minute phone call is also for you. If you're taking a medication, if you're tired of being sick and you're looking for a way out, again, take us up on this offer. It's a free 15-minute phone consultation with myself. Text the word consult with your name and email to 704-906-2094. My team will connect with you directly. We'll make sure that you get into our call schedule and we'll point you in a direction towards self-healing. Thanks for tuning in today. I look forward to seeing you guys each and every Saturday at 3 p.m. right here on News Talk 1110 WBT for the Ask Dr. Ernst Show. Remember, it's a show where pounds are shed as a side effect, where disease is dead because you become healthy and you are set free because now your body's living in a state of self-healing. All of that is available to you and more. Visit us for more information on AskDrErnst.com. And don't forget, this is your chance. Text the word consult with your name and email for a free 15-minute phone call with myself so we can dive deep into your health issues. Thanks so much for tuning in this week, guys, and I'll see you next week. Bye-bye.